Okay, the man is here who, well, not just texts and tweets into this particular programme and emails and any other sort of communication, but also to every other current affairs programme right across the nation and maybe international, and that is Stephen from Ballinaclash.
Good morning, Declan.
Nice to meet you in person.
Indeed, same here.
Okay, you won't be going off now tweeting when we're having a chat around like that, will you?
No, of course not. Phone's off.
Oh, very good. Okay, so who is Stephen from Ballinaclash?
Well, I am. I'm a private sector worker. I live in Ballinaclash for the last 10 years with my wife Laurie and two boys, Saoirse and Oisin. I have a keen interest in public affairs, as you may have noticed. I don't come from a political background. My parents aren't involved politically at all. When I first moved to Wicklow, mid-90s, I decided to join Fianna Fáil because I believed in what they were doing at the time, and I still do. I would regard people like Sean Lamassa and TJ Whittaker as great examples of what they did to Ireland, changing us from an insular country just looking inside to be a country that looks outside, to be an equal member of the European Union, which I am very, very passionate about. We are now an equal partner amongst 27 other sovereign nations. If you look at how our economy has transformed, 90% of everything we produce is now exported. We have a huge resource, I think, in our own people. The gentleman that was on earlier, Christy, was that his name? I totally agree with what he said. I think there's a lot of negativity.
But what makes you want to go out and spread the message?
Because whether personally or in business, I don't believe in just sitting there doing nothing. I think you have to have a plan. I think you have to be engaging with people. I believe in what the government is doing. I will always advocate what I think is correct. I won't advocate what I think is wrong. Anyone who knows me within the party would know I can be very critical of things, but I will also be, I think, probably look more positive on things than negative. I remember the 80s just. I went to college then. I started a company, actually, in 1988 with a man you had on a few weeks ago, Dermot Williams, from my parents' garage. We used to import PCs, and those days, even though it was in the middle of the recession, we could air freight a computer in for about £1,000 and make £1,000 profit on it.
Right, you were a bit of a Chris Carey then.
So I would love to be able to do that now instead of making 5 or 6%, giving away my margins now.
But the thing about you is that you seem to support Fianna Fáil, right or wrong.
I do support Fianna Fáil.
And it sort of suggests that there's actually no critical analysis.
Oh, I do. I'd be very critical of things. As we were talking yesterday, I think, benchmarking, I think, was a good idea, but it wasn't implemented correctly. I think during the boom years, we had a great opportunity to reform our welfare system, ideally along, say, the lines of the Dutch system. When we had full employment, we should have put in, my opinion, we should have put in a system that rewards people based on their contribution. In the Dutch system, if someone loses their job, they get 80% of their salary for up to 5 years, depending on the length of time they worked. Here, whether you earn 10,000, 100,000, 200,000, you still get the same payment. So I think that's unfair. I think you need to have a proper safety net to help people.
But what about incentive?
The incentive is that the Dutch system will, over a period of time, the payment gets lower and lower, the same with the German system. A lot of other countries, like, for example, Spain, only pays welfare, I think, for 2 years. And no, I'm not advocating that, but you have to give, I think, people hope. I think you have to also, we know that we've done it before. If you look at the 80s, we were in a far, far worse place.
Right, but we seem to be staring into politics, and you're tweeting sort of on the radio to me now.
Sure.
With some of your opinions. I'm just wondering, who are you? I mean, we get texts like, how does Stephen find the time to be on every TV show, every radio show with his opinions? But does he not work? And let's see, another one, tell him to go for election and see how far he will get.
I prefer to work in the background. I would regularly email in comments, like, as you know, I've been on the front line a number of times. That's purely because I would watch the programme, I would tweet in. Regularly, I would put together an email giving my opinions, whether I think what was said was right or not right. The researcher rung me and said, yes, we were very interested in your email. Would you go on? Would you prefer to speak? And I said, yes. And because of that, they rung me a number of other times. I think I've been on 5 or 6 times. I managed to speak half of those times.
You're one of their A-list contributors, right?
Well, they know who I am. They know my political views. I've never hidden that, despite what some people may
say.
You're
good to stir it up, like, as well, I suppose.
Well, I will advocate a particular viewpoint, but that's what people want. Debate is very good, Declan. Yeah. There's no point sitting down and complaining about stuff unless you do something.
What about Vincent Brown now at night?
I don't have a lot of time for Vincent Brown, but I will listen to what he says. I mean, you could be critical, saying that he couldn't even manage his own businesses, so how can he comment on the economy? He seems to have a particular focus just purely very left-wing. Everything else is wrong. But I will listen to him. I enjoy listening to his guests. Last week, for example, myself and a colleague met an economist called Konstantin Gurdjieff.
Right.
We were exchanging messages on Twitter. He would be critical of the government, but he would sat down. We had a good conversation last Thursday, I think it was, about how he viewed what he thought the government was doing.
Do you agree
right
with him? I think he's talking about, is it 5-6 billion in the budget?
From a political viewpoint, he said yes, maybe 4 or 5. I think it's better, and I totally agree with the idea of a 4-year plan. You need to give people certainty. If you know that you have this much to spend now, this much to spend next year, you will work
with
your
all
budget.
These opinions, why don't you stand for election? Or you did at one stage, did you?
Yeah, I did, and when I first moved to Wicklow, I ran in 1999. We ran 4 candidates. The idea, obviously, with PR is to get as many candidates elected, and we got 3 out of 4, and I have to say half my votes went back to the party, so I was happy that I did that. I still have a young family, so I wouldn't get engaged in politics full time as being a public rep. I've worked with them. I know friends with amongst many different parties, and I honestly believe it's not appreciated the amount of work people do. It is really a 24/7 job.
Do you try and influence programmes?
Well, everyone influences people or programmes. I will send in my views, and it's up to them if they want to report them or not. I mean, obviously, you know that I will send in texts and emails to yourself, Declan. Sometimes I send quite a long email about a particular topic. You may read it out, you may not read
so
it out.
So what do you start with the 2 news programmes in the morning, you might go through Pat and Damien Kuyburn and all the drive time shows, and are you constantly on?
No, I
delivering
mean,
the message.
Well, I would normally listen to yourself rather than Pat Kenny because they're on at the same time, unfortunately. I have an interest in local. But I spend a lot of time travelling around in the car. My job is an IT engineer. I drive all over the place servicing people's networks, so I do spend a lot of time in the car, and because I drop my kids off in Rathdrome in the school at 9, I drive up to the office when they're at 10, I listen to you, and it doesn't take a lot of time to pull the car over and send a tweet on the phone or send
a
text.
And you get your iPad there.
And I have the iPad as well if I want to type. If I'm in the office and the radio is on, I will listen to it. If I'm working or I'm talking to a customer, obviously I can't. So I'm not there 24/7. But yes, I will sit down in the evening and listen to the news. I enjoy current affairs, and I would encourage anyone. I know a lot of people would agree with me, I know a lot of people don't agree with my views. But the important thing is that we talk about different things, we debate policy. I have many friends across different political parties, and I have people who aren't interested in politics at all. So we sit down, we have a chat.
But you like what Fianna Fáil likes?
Yes, I will be a supporter of Fianna Fáil. I make no apology for that.
I know you've answered that, yeah. But, we were critical yesterday that Brian Lucy was on to give the contrarian view. He was used on 9 o'clock news on RTE last night.
Yes.
So it's good to get a mixture of views. You were critical of him.
I'm critical of him because he always seems to be negative. He never, ever says anything the government or this country is doing is right.
And you say, generally, we're doing the right thing.
Yes, well, we're not perfect. I mean, politicians are human beings.
He's probably got the same traits as you. You're criticising him for having the same traits as you have.
No, I think he is. But he's an academic. He's not involved in politics. He should be, in my view, saying what is right and what is wrong. Konstantin, who we met, would be, I think, have a more open mind. He would say some stuff is right and some stuff is wrong. I would listen to Brian Lucy, but I would utterly disagree with his views. I think they're very, very dangerous. And if you look the last couple of days, our bond rates have come down. And while that might sound boring, it's very important because it's the amount of interest this country pays. Because even without the bank, if all our banks were 100% perfect, we'd still be spending 18 billion more than we're coming in. And we have to address that. We're back at, say, 2003-2004 levels. But I don't remember people in 2003-2004 feeling so bad or saying we have no money.
Okay.
We have the same amount of money as we did then.
Okay, just a couple of things. How did the what qualifications did Stephen have to be an advisor to Dick Roach?
I think Dick trusted my views. I've been involved in private business most of my life. I would obviously talk to Dick a lot about political views.
And you still do that?
Oh, of course I talk to him. He's a friend. I admire him. I think he's a great intellect. He's an encyclopedic knowledge of the country and the constituency. So I was very proud to be selected by Dick. I worked for him one day a week, and I hope I contributed to him and the country.
Right, a mouthpiece for Fianna Fáil. You're all the sort of negative ones in.
Well, of course negative, but I mean
Fianna Fáil propaganda, does he get expenses from Fianna Fáil or the state, all this sort of stuff?
Well, I do not get paid by the party. No one in the party in Wicklow does. We are a voluntary group, like a social club, like a sports group, like GAA or whatever. We have a common purpose. We believe in the party. We believe the policies are right. When we believe policies are wrong, I'll say that. And as I said before, anyone who knows me knows that I'm not quiet. I will stand up to people. If they're wrong, I'll tell them they're wrong.
Yeah.
They might listen to me, they might not, Declan, but we live in a democracy.
And do you keep stallions?
I have no interest at all in horses. My wife's hobby is horses. She's originally from Wales. She's actually the reason I'm in Wicklow, because many years ago I went over to Wales actually in the pursuit of another woman, a French lady. She had a boyfriend and Laurie was working with her, and I ended up spending 2 years commuting over to Wales every single weekend. Eventually she probably got sick of me travelling and she agreed to come over to Ireland.
Right.
And because we were going back to Wales a lot and I lived in Dublin, we decided Wicklow would be halfway between. So she is responsible for me being in Wicklow.
And what part of Wales is she from?
She's from a small seaside town called Saundersfoot, which is near Tenby, which is near Pembroke Dock, which is where Irish Ferries were docked.
Right, okay, so down the south, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very good, okay. Well, thanks for coming in and introducing yourself. And, continue, I suppose, to get your thoughts.
All the time, I'm always available to give my comments, and I said I would welcome debate with anyone on policy. I do not like sometimes the way politics goes and attacking the personality. I mean, I would disagree with Eamon Gilmore, I disagree with Enda Kenny, but they are nice, decent gentlemen. Mm. And I think we have to be mature and we have to talk about things in an adult way, and I think the solutions are there to get this country back
and
to
one last question, how do you feel emotionally about the headlines, the situation we're in, what we've got to face for the next 10 years?
I would be optimistic that this country will get back running, but I'm saddened sometimes by some of the views in the papers. I think they focus too much on the negativity. There's a lot of positive information out there, and I think that sometimes gets swamped with all the noise and the negativity.
Right, hard to be positive if you're facing the abyss.
We're not facing the abyss, that's the whole point, Declan. If you look at this
country, a lot of people.
A lot of people they are, but we still have 86% employment. I mean, my own situation is the last couple of months, the last couple of years, my company's had to have a number of pay cuts. We're certainly down on what we were. And to survive, we have merged with another company, which actually is launching next week, called Alltech Office Logics. I'll give it a plug, OLE.ie, for okay. IT solutions. But you have to do, there's no point lying down and saying we can't do it. You have to have a plan, you have to go forward. It mightn't work out, but at least I think we should try to do it. Exactly.
Okay, Stephen Kearn, thanks very much indeed. Good to meet you, and your iPad as well. Thanks very much. Okay, that is the man from Ballinacclash, Stephen Kearn. Okay.